This is program number LW2551. What had happened back in the 1940s, so they say, it was when we were at war with Hitler. Hi, this is Larry West. It was when people were hoping so desperately that the war would come to an end that the story got out, as they usually do, that turned out to be nothing more than just a fable. But it showed how stubbornly determined our allies were to win World War II. Here's the story that was just a fable that got out. They said that early in the war, when England faced the enemy alone in 1940, Hitler invited Churchill to Paris one day for a secret conference. Churchill arrived by plane and was escorted to a beautiful chateau, where Hitler and Mussolini waited for him at a tea table beside a famous pool of water. Well, when he got there, the Führer lost no time. He said, "Here's what I've got to say to you, Churchill. England is finished. Sign this document admitting that England has lost the war, and all Europe will have peace tomorrow." Well, Churchill quietly replied by saying, "I regret that I cannot sign it." He said, "I don't agree that we've lost the war." "Ridiculous," exclaimed Hitler, pounding the table. "Look at the evidence." Churchill sipped his tea, and then he said, "In England, we often settle a difference of opinion by making a wager." He said, "Would you like to make one with me? The loser will agree that he has lost the war." Hitler then replied suspiciously, "What's the bet?" Then Churchill said, "You see those big carp in that pool? Well, let's wager that the first one to catch one of those fish without using any of the usual fishing equipment will be declared winner of the war." "It's a bet," snapped Hitler, and he at once whipped out his revolver and emptied it, shooting at the carp. But the water deflected his bullets, and the carp swam on, undisturbed. Hitler then turned to Mussolini and said, "Now it's up to you," he said. "They tell me you're a great swimmer. In you go." Well, Mussolini shed his clothes and jumped into the pool, but try as he would, the carp slipped through his grasp again and again. At last, exhausted, Mussolini climbed out, empty-handed. "It's your turn, Churchill," Hitler growled. "Let's see what you can do." Well, Churchill moved to the edge of the pool and calmly dipped his teaspoon into the water and tossed the water over his shoulder. He did it again and again. Hitler watched and finally asked, "What on earth are you doing?" Churchill replied by saying, "It'll take a long time, but," he said, as he kept right on dipping, "we are going to win the war." That's determination. More than that, I guess you could say it's perseverance. Now, of course, I doubt the story really happened, but the story did get out and was told, it seemed, everywhere, as the people were determined, though they knew it would take a long time, to win the war. I've got a challenge for you today. What is it that you want to accomplish in life? If you're ever going to accomplish it, if you're ever going to get there, you've got to be determined. But more than that, really, you've got to persevere. You've got to keep on trying. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know why God hasn't come back already to judge the world? You know He is one day. It's because He's persevering. He's determined He's going to get more sons and daughters in His family before He has to cast the rest of the world into hell. God is the picture of perseverance, of determined perseverance. How long must He wait? Maybe for you. How long? Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." How long must He wait? I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course. It's absolutely free. It's yours just for the asking. All you have to do is just simply write and ask for it. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.